so many visitors who came to the Wuhing Museum in the past 20 years since I lived there send email. They're thinking of us and they worry about me. And I could not reach them for weeks and weeks. My name was in a list of missing. So when people saw my name, they were so worried and concerned. Just this 3 weeks, I have time to respond to them and start to realize how important the Wuhing Society and the museum, the temple and cookhouse, they have touched so many visitors who walk into the museum. They touch their life. They left something very important.
Hello， 听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听这一集的《世界 on Air》，我是 Bianca 卓贤。8月8日，一场致命野火摧毁了夏威夷贸易岛风光秀丽的历史小镇拉海纳。这场大火造成了至少115人死亡，至少338人失踪，超过10000人失去家园，至少2200栋建筑物遭到摧毁。尽管各方救援快速涌入，但灾后重建工作庞大而耗时，受灾民众仍然在尝试处理大火带来的身心创伤。这期节目里面，我们试图通过两个不同的视角去看看大火对当地造成的影响。我们首先会跟在夏威夷檀香山长大的华人冯赛元赛聊聊，听他得知起火的全过程，以及他是如何帮助救援物资第一时间进入拉海纳的。我们也会跟拉海纳知名华人博物馆核心会馆的讲解员叶桂珠博士聊聊这座百年会馆被烧成灰烬之后对他个人以及夏威夷华人文化遗产所造成的影响。首先，当地华人冯赛元回忆了大火的经过。冯赛元7、8岁左右跟随家人从广东中山市移民夏威夷，目前人在檀香山，既在夏威夷大学夏威夷旅游局任职，也是夏威夷中华总商会的第一副主席。他坦言听见贸易岛着火的时候还没有意识到情况会有多严重。
您那天在贸易岛上吗？
我不在欧瓦胡岛不过听到有那个新闻还有信息吗？
那您当时的第一反应是什么？
以为是没有那么大，也很少有看到有 那么大的那个火灾，后来看得到那新闻越来越多的话，就感觉很恐怖，有那个台风经过嘛，因为在我们的欧瓦胡岛的话，也感觉很大的那个风特别的大，也很恐怖的，不知道那个因为这风也影响那么大，在那个毛屿岛那边。
大火发生不久之后，冯赛元就从他的朋友口中得知，拉海纳小镇上许多知名的历史地标都已经烧成灰烬。
沿着那个海岸线有很多那个餐厅，因为以前 那边是很早就中国城嘛，很出名的那些，有些是那个汉堡包里也有，全部烧也没了。然后有一边是有那个卖那夏威的那个旅游产品啊，还有那些画画，然后也有一些朋友的房子也烧了。朋友也有发现图片过来，看到不到以前那很漂亮一个海边，还有很漂亮的房子，现在全部没有了。然后我也认识一点，从这个岛过去，有一些是那个救援的，有一些是收那个尸体的，在村里面就完全把它烧起来了，还没有走出来，已经烧到里面了，人已经死在里面。
去过贸易岛的话，你可能会记得，在壮观的大榕树不远处，美丽的海滩边上，有一栋2层高的中式建筑，一座孙中山的雕像伫立一旁，建筑的牌匾上写着核心会馆。 这栋建筑由拉海纳当地华人在1912年建起。71岁的叶桂珠博士是核心会馆的讲解员，陪伴这栋百年老楼已经23年了。只可惜这栋意义重大的建筑在大火中烧成灰烬。回忆起灾难来临的那一天，叶桂珠博士控制不住泪水。
So today, when I look back, it's almost 1 month since the fire happened on the 8th. It's 1 month already, but for me, it's just like yesterday.
博物馆开放的日子里面，一定会看到叶桂珠博士待在会馆之中，耐心接待每一位来访者，给他们讲解核心会馆的故事和夏威夷华人历史。8月8日，在野火以迅猛之势袭击拉海纳的那一天，他刚好没去管理。
On the day of the fire, I woke up 4 in the morning and no electric. So I wait. I thought the electric will come back. So I keep waiting, hours, 2 hours, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, no electric.I thought, and this is a big wind, the hurricane, very strong wind that happened all night long. I just stayed at home. Luckily that day, Woking Museum closed. Normally I will be at the Woking Museum. So thankful is my day off. I stay at home. So when I heard people talking, it was a fire. We have to leave. So I went outside. I saw in my apartment. I live very close to Woking Museum. I don't drive, I walk every morning. It's a small old apartment. So, but that morning, when everybody start to leave the apartment, I was one of the last. And I checked.Everybody make sure they all left. And I knocked at the landlord's room and he did not come out. And next to him, there was another friend, Japanese lady, elderly lady. So she came out and she know nothing what happening. I told her we have to go. There's a fire out there. So luckily she came. I went back, knocked at the landlord and he did not come out.We just found out he passed away in his car. We don't know when and how it happened. So when we left Lahaina, it's in chaos. All the smoke came very fast follow and the traffic very, very bad. We don't know where to go and I don't drive. I don't have car. Luckily, some of the neighbors, The two last car asked me, Auntie, we have to go. Let's go with them. So I'm so lucky that I prepared a bag with all the important documents, ID card, all year round. I was told for in the past experience, when any emergency, we have to prepare the important document. I only grabbed that bag. I did not bring any phone. Everything left in my apartment because we thought we can come back. So when we left the town, the first night we don't know. We just sleep on the street. And luckily we are inside the car. We still have a car. We still very thankful. We are one of the early group that left. Even we still...quite late for me. I can see, smell all the smoke follow us. The whole sky black. I'm very thankful I have some good friend because I lost all the contact information. So they keep looking for me where I am. So people keep asking. And one of the good friend, they found me.So I stay with some friends. And now I move to another friend's house. I don't know what the future yet. I just live day by day and do my best. I left Lahaina. First 2 weeks, I stay with a friend, Wailuku. And now I move to Kihei. stay with a friend in Kihei for 1 month and I may move to another town. I don't know yet.
和心会馆对夏威夷当地华人历史有着重要的意义。自19世纪50年代开始，一批又一批的华人劳工来到夏威夷贸易岛，从事蔗糖种植园的劳务工作，之后留在当地，慢慢凝聚起一个密集的华人社区，在临海街建立华埠。和心会馆有一系列的使用功能，是当地华人的社交场所，他们举办婚礼、葬礼、开会、过节都在这里进行。
The Wohing Society have a very significant role in the history of the Chinese here, in particular in Lahaina, because at one time we have lots of Chinese came, majority from southern part of China. They came to Hawaii to work during the sugarcane plantations, and each community thatThe Chinese came in different islands. They will build a society hall as a community center to helping the members, like a benevolent society. They came to the society hall for everything. If they need money or they send money home to get news from home, to write letters sent to home.And also all the cultural event festival happening in each society hall all year round to keep the Chinese community alive in a foreign land.
20世纪40年代以后，夏威夷华人渐渐往檀香山的工作机会转移，贸易岛上的核心会馆不再被需要和使用。1983年，贸易岛当地的基金会出资进行修复，状态变好的核心会馆重开，也成为了一栋博物馆。来拉海纳旅游，很难错过这栋特殊的建筑，它早已成为当地华人庆祝各个节日的聚会场所。虽然如今的拉海纳已经没有昔日华埠的影子，但核心会馆记录着华人在贸易岛的昔日荣光，有着重大的时代意义。
In 1983, the Wohing Society and the Lahaina Restoration Foundation, they joined hands together to save the life of the Wohing Society Hall and Cookhouse that almost falling down from termites. So in 1983, the restoration start and turn into museum 1984. So the Wohing Museum is one of the historic sites.In Lahaina town that register that have a rich history of the Chinese there. So the museum carry a lot of old artifacts that left behind by the Chinese who were here. The Chinese history have great influence in the history of Hawaiian kingdom. And for Lahaina town is unique because nothing left today.People not see anything about the Chinese, only this society, Wohing Society Hall building left is the last symbol of the old Chinatown.
火灾的消息传出之后，牵动着全美乃至全球民众的心，自发的救援行动自四面八方赶来，物资和善款源源不断。这是许多夏威夷人熟知且信赖的 Aloha 精神。冯赛元介绍了他参与其中的志愿捐资行动。
很多有在参加这样的活动，我其实很少很少的一点可以。第一步是最快的时间就把他们需要的用品运过去，捐或整理那些衣服啊、水啊，还有小孩子那些逮捕的用品啊，还有方便面啊，主要的东西就。很多人就捐出来，就帮他们的整理一下，一整理好就聚过去Lahaina，就他们那边就分出去。在夏威这边，包括其他的州啊，其他国家也特别的支持吧，很同情他们吧，从不同地方又捐不一样的东西出来，所以很快的很多需要品就已经到了毛伊岛，就很多嘛。第二步是说太多，就建议人就捐钱， 现金啊、机票啊什么就捡起去。所以那时候就很多那个，比如在中国里面很多那会馆，他们也捡出去。完，现在还有在捡。
而除了物资上面的帮助，心理重建是当地灾后非常重要的一环。冯赛员观察到，当地已经在安排开展各种各样的心理疏导。
比如有一些那个心理的专家，有一些也过去了。现在慢慢的电话也通嘛，就可以亲戚朋友啊，就可以打电话安慰他们一下，就安慰心理的，这样也有得到。然后我了解知道。包括那个和平会馆的话，之前他们有那个中山那边，他那个比如那个侨联啊，他们也有那个事，慰问室也有一起过来，我就有的时候就帮他们转给他们，他们就感觉特别的开心，最起码就现在的时候最需要的就是这样的心理的支持。
对于叶桂珠来说，大火之后，她得到了身边朋友许多的支持。虽然失去了家园，但是朋友纷纷邀请她到自己家里借住。除了近邻，哪怕跟她有过短暂交集的游客，也着急地询问着她的近况。这让她意识到和心会馆对来访者的重要性。
So when the fire happened, I realized how significant our museum. So many visitors who came to the Wohing Museum in the past 20 years since I lived there sent email. They're thinking of us and they worry about me if I still alive. They said the first thing when they saw the news is thinking of me if I still alive. And I could not reach them for weeks and weeks. My name was in a list of missing. So when people saw my name, they were so worried and concerned. I could not reach anybody in the past few weeks. I lost all my contact. Just this few weeks, I have time to respond to them and start to realize how important the Wohing Society and the museum, the temple and cookhouse. They have touched so many visitors who walk into the museum. They touched their life. They left something very important.
叶桂珠在泰国出生长大，因为一个博士项目远赴美国，可以说是因为和心会馆而留了下来，一待就是20余载。用他的话说，他是受到了先人的感召，照顾核心会馆已经成为了他的使命。
So there was an old kitchen next to the society hall and hold a lot of the old cooking utensils. The big wok that they used to cook for hundreds of members. And Ah Weng, he was the last cook and lion dancer. We have a picture honoring the last cook.Who came use that wall, the chopping board is there. Sometimes I ask myself, and why I have to stay here this long? Actually, one time I thought I may not belong here. I just a visitor come to learn and help. But after I found out to the research, I and Ah Weng, the last cook, came from the same village in Yanping. So that's.The connection I feel is not an accident. I was here. It meant for me to be here. Some of it is a calling of ancestors. So this is home.
目前，他专注在核心会馆网络数位资源库的重建，也对未来有朝一日会馆的实体重建抱有希望。
I trust.To bring back to life the Wohing Society Hall, the physical part, and the cookhouse and the temple is a long-term process. But so lucky we have a friend came before the fire burned. We put all the records, all the digital format in the cloud system. Now they even we don't have the physical being of Mohing Society Hall, but we still have the record that carry our ancestor history and story. I was told the research about the architectural part is ready. They have all the information ready to recreate, to rebuild the whole society hall.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of hope.
Yes.
节目结束之前提醒大家，世界 On Air 播客目前在 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify、Pocket Cast、Radio Public 均可收听。欢迎在各平台追踪我们，及时获取节目更新通知。想要联络我们的听众，也欢迎给制作人发邮件，邮箱地址请见节目详情页面。期待看到你的来信和留言。